And it doesn't take a lot of rocket science to see that we're rapidly moving into the very system that the scripture prophesied would come about in the last days. Notice Revelation 17 and verse 15. This is talking about the city and the system of the Antichrist. And it says, "And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits," here's the same four nouns, "are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues." The same nouns to describe those for whom Christ died, the world. So the city and the system of the Antichrist is like water in a flood that's going to affect everybody. And this is what we call the New World Order. It's the very system that Satan wants to bring into existence. It's where human history is headed. Now, why does Satan want this system so badly? Why was he trying to build a one-world system at the Tower of Babel? I think the answer is in Isaiah 14:14, a description of Satan. It says, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." What has Satan always wanted to be? He's always wanted to be God. That's why the things he does counterfeit God. Did you know that Pharaoh's magicians in the Exodus could duplicate many of the miracles done by Moses and Aaron up to a certain point? Did you know that the Antichrist, 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 8, is going to come with counterfeit signs and wonders? Or maybe it's 2 Thessalonians 2, 9, right in there, 8 or 9. Well, who's he counterfeiting? You can't have a counterfeit unless there's a real, right? He's counterfeiting Jesus. In fact, the beast, as I understand it, the Antichrist, will die and he'll come back to life. Well, who did that in the Bible? Doesn't that sound like Jesus? Who resurrected from the dead? So God one day is going to have a theocratic kingdom, is he not? Satan wants the same thing. He wants to be like God. In the millennial kingdom, as we have studied, God the Father is going to rule over the last Adam, Jesus Christ, and he will rule over planet Earth for God. Well, Satan says, "I want that system too. I want to rule over a man." The first man he tried it with is Nimrod. The last man he will try it with will be the Antichrist. And that man is going to govern all of planet Earth on Satan's behalf, most likely in the second half of the tribulation period, although it's debated maybe in the first half as well. My point is, Satan, one of these days, is going to get his masterpiece. The problem, though, is something is holding Satan back. God put in through the confusion of languages and obstruction to Satan's goal. And even today, there is something that is holding Satan back called the restrainer. Notice, if you will, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 6 and 7. "And you know what restrains him now, so that in time he will be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains him will do so until he is taken out of the way." Who is the restrainer? What is the restrainer? Scholars spill volumes of ink trying to explain this. I believe it's the Holy Spirit. Because whoever this restrainer is, he has to be stronger than the devil. So he's got to be omnipotent, an attribute that only God exists. In Greek, the translation of the word restrainer is a participle, which is neuter in verse 6 and masculine in verse 7. Doesn't show up in English, but in Greek, there's a very clear transition in gender. What a great description of the Holy Spirit. Isn't the Greek word for Holy Spirit pneuma, a neuter noun? But didn't Jesus in the upper room refer to the Holy Spirit as he, the masculine? when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. So for a lot of reasons, and it's a great debate, which I won't get into, but I believe that the restrainer is the Holy Spirit. Can I ask you a question? Where's the Holy Spirit living right now? In the child of God. How long is he in there for? Forever. John 14, verse 16 says, who's restraining the new world order? You are. Your very presence on the earth is holding back Satan from doing what he wants to do. You might look at your church and your life as insignificant, but the fact of the matter is your life in this world is very significant whether we realize it or not. Our very presence in the world is holding back Satan's man of the hour, the Antichrist. One of these days, though, the church is going to be removed from the earth through the rapture. The restraint will be gone. And you see, this explains the war that's taking place on Christians and the martyrdoms that we see. And people tell us that we've had more martyrdoms just in the 20th century than in all the centuries of Christianity combined. I got that statistic from the Voice of Martyrs ministry. There is an attack against Christians everywhere you look. Satan hates the Christian because the presence of the Christian in the world is preventing him from bringing forth his man of the hour. And I believe this, Satan is not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. So he doesn't know when the rapture is going to occur. So he's always had a man waiting in the wings in every generation who he can indwell personally and send forth as his Antichrist to bring in the new world order once the rapture occurs. And that's why it's such a waste of time to figure out who the Antichrist is. You know, the first president I voted for, as the first vote I ever cast when I came of age, is I went to the polling booth and I proudly cast my vote for Ronald Reagan. And my Christian friend said, you just voted for the Antichrist. And I said, why is that? And they said, well, Ronald has six letters in it. Wilson, his middle name, has six letters in it. Reagan has six letters in it. And then Reagan came and went, and Saddam Hussein came on the scene, and people said, that's the Antichrist. And then Mikhail Gorbachev came on the scene, and people said, that's the Antichrist. And Bill Clinton came along, and by then I had wised up a little bit. I said, there's no way Bill Clinton is the Antichrist. And people said, why not? I said, well, there's a passage in Daniel that says the Antichrist will not be the lover of women. So I kind of ruled him out. But you know, some of these guys out there, you know, they would make a great Antichrist. And I look at our current president, Obama, it's almost like the guy's running for Antichrist or something. I believe God has always had someone ready. And that's why you can identify Antichrist-like figures in the world. But we really can't know who this man is until we're removed. And I guarantee you we're going to have the best seat in the house to watch it. But until that time comes, we're in the world to restrain it. And so we really can't know who the Antichrist is this side of the rapture. However, even though this is Satan's goal, moving now to Roman numeral 3, I believe that Satan still today can't put the whole enchilada together, so to speak, but he can put the pieces together in a minor way. He can set the stage so that when this time in history has come for the Antichrist to come forward, he will step into a pre-made system. You know, the technology I love, but I wonder if it's some sort of stage-setting device that the Antichrist will abuse one day.